Hello, and welcome to the Smut Show,
a weekly podcast from your new internet book besties.
We discuss all things spicy books and mix in a little bit of motherhood, life, self-care, and everything in between.
So sit back,
grab a beverage,
and let's chat.
Hello, and welcome to the Smut Show. I'm Neely.
And I'm Rachel, and welcome back for a great episode about fall.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping at the time of airing it feels like fall outside.
Yeah. But
I do have a pumpkin in my house I'm looking at.
Oh, nice. Fake one, though. It's not even really about fall. It's mostly about, well, it's going to be about fall, too.
It's spooky.
It's spooky. It's about our favorite movie to watch during this time of year. Which is
Twilight.
Something we have talked about on the podcast with every author,
I think. It's really how a Venn diagram for Smutty Reads and Twilight is actually a circle.
Yeah. And I was a little bit annoyed. I saw this thing yesterday that was like, which 2000s heartthrob it was your crush based on your star sign and zodiac sign. And mine was Edward. And I was definitely a Team Jacob girl.
Even more, I'm just a Team Taylor Lautner girl because
yeah, that's
him
really
and his wife are so fucking funny.
Yeah.
I like that he dated Taylor Swift and then married a girl named Taylor. And now,
I mean,
they're just Taylor Lautner swearing.
Yeah. It's a little strange, but whatever.
I get it. I mean,
We're not
Taylor's
that
a popular
about it,
millennial name.
It is. It is.
Okay. So we're going to talk about, I did like an accidental Twilight rewatch, which is what sparked this.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then we're also going to talk about some spooky reads for this mm-hmm. time of year. Because you know what? As of airing, we're 10 days away from Halloween. There's still time to get your spooky reads in.
And okay, I was so confused.
Are we?
Because, yes, I think you're right. But I was like, I was thinking as of recording, we're 10 days away. And I was like, no, we're not. So, sorry. My bad.
No, yeah. We're 10 days away from Halloween now. And so hopefully it's cooled down some. But before we jump in, should we do some ones and fives?
Let's do them.
Okay. My five star just happened. So we were just recording a different episode that aired 3 weeks ago. But while we were recording, I looked on Instagram and saw that the cast of Laguna Beach announced that they're doing, Lauren Conrad actually announced it. And they're doing a, like some sort of TV something coming to the Roku channel in 2026. And I am so excited. I am such a Laguna Beach, The Hills girl. I still rewatch them all the time. It is, The Hills is my comfort show. Okay. And this goes back to, so my college roommate and I, we're both into Laguna Beach. And then when she moved to Dallas after college and like started her big girl job, I had not yet started a big girl job. She started a big girl job, and we would have Laguna Beach Mondays, and I would go over to her apartment and we would get Taco Bueno because healthy, and we would watch Laguna Beach and drink Miller Lite.
That is such a vibe.
Nothing says it was 2008 or no, what was it? 2007. Quite like that combination right there.
Yeah.
And what a time.
I'm surprised
it
wasn't a Four Loko.
Oh, no. That's going to hurt me just to think about.
So sorry.
God, I just literally feel like I could taste Four Loko in my heart. If you know, you know. But it's like, it was not normal to drink that. Like, do they still make them?
No, you're not allowed. They determined them not drinkable. You're not allowed
Can't
to sell them anymore.
Why.
No, I feel like there was a point in time though where like when Brian was sober,
women in Tylenol, but nobody was like, hey.
No, they were like, hey, these Four Lokos, not good.
Not good.
There was a time when before Brian was sober where he lived with one of his brothers, and I just remember like going over to their apartment and them going to like 7-Eleven and getting Four Lokos.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
No.
Always gross, but anyway.
Yeah, no. That is a five star. My other five star that I didn't mention is I got the new iPhone. So I got an iPhone 17 Pro Max, and we're very excited about it. This is not my permanent case.
Okay.
I do like it. So it came maybe last Friday, which I think is the day they were released.
Yeah.
I pre-ordered it, or Andrew pre-ordered it for me, and then it came Friday. And he didn't tell me it was coming because he was like, surprising me. Mm-hmm. Because he knew I had ordered a case, but the case I'd ordered had not come yet. And it still hasn't come yet. Like the cute case. And I was like, fuck, yeah. I need a case. So I like Amazon Primed a same day case and just got like a something to put on the phone.
Yeah.
I do like it a lot. There's some differences. It's a bit of a learning curve.
Okay.
I'll get there. What I don't love is every text message you've deleted within a few years is back. So if you've like deleted a text message conversation with somebody, it's there.
That's weird.
I don't love that.
It was weird though, like that. On the day that it happened, two of my friends went and got theirs and they had a bunch of issues getting like, there was like a several hour period where one of my friends just didn't have access to a phone because it was taking so long.
It took 4 hours for mine to transfer. Thankfully, we were watching The Pit. This was like last Friday night. And I was like, I don't give a shit. I'm watching The Pit. Everybody leave me alone anyway.
So bizarre. I don't feel like it usually takes that long though to like switch everything over.
So I don't know. But to get the phone, Andrew said that like to get me the 256 gig, it wouldn't have come till the end of October. So he got me like whatever the next higher up one was.
So now earlier. It's like unlimited.
I mean, it's good because I never delete anything.
I had to go through pictures. And delete a bunch of pictures. Yeah.
Like how many pictures do I have?
There is an app called Swipe Wipe, which I believe friend of the pod, Peyton Corinne, told me about. And it is like literally it'll show you every picture and you can go month by month and then you can see like which months you've already done and you just swipe one way to delete it and the other way to keep it.
Why do I want to delete stuff though?
I had so many, like, I had so much random shit on there and, like, screenshots. Ton of, like,
screenshots and stuff.
Yeah. And then, like, 87 of the same picture, especially when they were little and they were moving so much. I had, like, 87 of the exact same picture.
Not deleting it.
I deleted it. I was like, I don't want all of these.
Sorry, not deleting. Yeah. I don't know how I ever survived on a 32 gig phone, though. Oh,
honestly. Yeah.
I mean, she would never be able to live now.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
My one star, I mean, we leave, as of airing, I can talk about this. We leave for Europe on a week from next Monday. So the 6th, I think, is the day we leave. And I feel like pretty unprepared for it in the sense that I spent about 2 hours yesterday trying on outfits because we're going to London, Florence, Rome, and Positano. And London is going to be cold. Like, it is going to be cold there.
You have different climates.
They're very different. Well, it's not really going to be that much warmer in Italy. I mean, maybe like 10 degrees warmer, but the highs are only in like the very low 70s in Italy. So it's still, and it's in the 50s at night. So it's going to be like pretty chilly.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like thinking of all these outfits and like, I want to be comfortable during the day. And so it's like a lot of dresses for Italy during the day with like a sweater or a denim jacket. And that's fine. But then like figuring out these London outfits, I'm like, it is going to be cold.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to rain. And so I'm like
going
through all these layers and I think I figured it out. I mean, we only have 2 days in London and then we're doing two like really nice dinners in London. So we're doing one dinner with a friend of mine and her husband that moved from Dallas to London a couple years ago. And then we're doing one dinner just us. So I'm like, okay, like I want to look cute, but like it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
And so just figuring out, I think the logistics of the packing, because I also am trying to like not overpack and trying to like do different sweaters that work with like a dress or work with shorts or work with jeans. You know, I'm trying.
Packing stresses me out anyway. And then just like the amount of time you're going to be gone. And then, you know, but like I feel like when you go on a trip like that.
For this long, the last time we were gone for this long was our honeymoon. We went to Hawaii for like 10 or 11 days.
And you're like, you want to look cute. And so.
But Hawaii is different because I'm like, all I packed were like bathing suits and dresses. Yeah. And this, I'm like, oh, I need like boots. I need multiple pairs of sneakers. I need jeans. I need jackets. I'm like, and then I'm like, okay, well, what jacket can I wear on the flight?
Yeah.
You know, because it's going to be cold when we land.
Mm-hmm. When we did our honeymoon, we literally did like three different climates. So we did Australia and New Zealand. So we were in Sydney, which is like city. And then we went to the outback where we were literally in the desert. And then we were on like the beach for a couple of days. And then we went to New Zealand where it was snowing. So we... Like, literally, I was like, I don't know how to pack for this because
are you
we are going to every
only
different
person.
No, 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 no. I don't care if okay. I'm only going to be gone for a day. I will pack in a full suitcase.
Oh, same. Yeah. I cannot pack in a carry-on. And because like multiple people are like, oh, you know, I went to Italy for 3 weeks in a carry-on. I'm like, I love that for you.
Great.
We are not the same.
No.
So I like to be prepared. Now, I did tell Andrew, I was like, listen, the good news is if I'm not prepared, I'm in a lot of places where I can shop.
Yes, so, yes. You can go find something.
I've also already told him I'm buying some fancy things. Like, yeah. I'm a shop. It's going
to
be a
shopping
trip.
Well, and that's what we always say. Like, you have to have your meds and you have to have your ID and your phone and pretty much, like, everything else.
I'm really not. I'm more worried about getting everything home.
Yeah.
It's more of a concern to me, like, will I have enough room in my suitcase when I leave to pack whatever it is I buy?
Mm-hmm.
Also, will my children survive this? This is a long. We have never been away from this long.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking, but
so
they'll be fine.
Well, Andrew was gone as of recording last week for 3 days, mm-hmm. 2 nights. Liam was unwell. I mean,
yeah.
He was. I am not his preferred parent,
yeah.
by any stretch. Like, he does not call out for me.
Yeah.
He does not go to me with a problem. I am not the preferred. He loves me. He goes to me for comfort.
Yes.
I am here for comfort. Andrew is here for like logistics.
Yeah.
And, I am Charlotte's preferred parent. So so she was fine last week. Like she was like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm with mommy. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. I don't care.
But yeah. So I'm worried about them, but my dad and stepmom are staying the first half and my mom's staying the second half. And my kids are also off school 2 of the days we're gone.
Yeah.
For fall break. But you know what? It's not my problem.
No, it's not.
The grandparents have committed.
Yep.
They have committed to this. I'm giving them all the resources that I possibly can. Mm-hmm. I have a sitter coming every day to help with dinner, bath, and bedtime, which
Beautiful.
Is arguably the hardest part of the day.
Yeah.
And anyway.
They'll be fine.
I'm excited. It's, yeah, I just feel very unprepared. Like,
yeah,
as far as the clothing and organizing stuff for the kids for while we're gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that I'm stressed about, but
yeah,
it'll get done.
Getting all of it ready and all that.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, so let me think. My one star, I can't think of a. I mean, we talked a little bit on our last recording about just like the state of the world and me being burnt out. And I still, you know, obviously an hour later still feel that way. But I don't really feel like I have like, other than just being overwhelmed, I don't feel like I have a true one star. My 5-star, I'm trying to get, I took on a little, like midway through September, so like a week ago, I was like, what if I, and I'm not Neely who goes on morning walks every morning, okay? But I was like, what if I walked 20 miles in September? Like, wouldn't that be a good idea? And like, in theory, the weather was going to be getting colder, so I was going to be going on outdoor walks, and it was going to be
great. It did not. Spoiler alert. It didn't get colder.
It didn't.
Had a couple of days where it was awesome.
We did, and I'm
morning.
Pretty sure that's when I was like, oh, I'm going to walk 20 miles in September.
Those mornings were so good.
Yes. So I said I was going to do that, and then and then very quickly it got really hot again and I got very overwhelmed and I was already halfway through September when I said I wanted to do this. So I had only walked by yesterday. I had only walked like 4 miles. And so I was like, well, I need to get some miles in if I'm going to do this.
In
so
the
yesterday,
whole month.
Since I started thinking about it, which was halfway through September.
Oh, okay.
But I don't go on walks.
Okay.
You know, like I'm not you. I don't go on a walk every morning. Like that's just not something that
I do. Listen. My walks, if I didn't go for a walk every day, I think my mental health would be in the business.
Like, so, like, I don't do that, and I thought I had
my therapist is out of town for 2 weeks, okay? The walks are necessary.
I thought I knew I had gone on, like, some walks with Brian, and I went on a walk with my friend earlier in the month, but, like, I hadn't started tracking until, we'll just call it the 15th. I don't remember exactly what day it was. And so I'd only done 4 miles and things, life had just gotten crazy. So I yesterday was like, I've got to get some miles in. So I went up to our rec center that we're members of, and I walked for an hour and did 3 miles. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to get these miles in. And then I felt great after, as one does when you clear your
head. If you want to have like a really great walking experience and you hate the state of our country at the same time, I suggest listening to the Hamilton soundtrack while you walk.
Oh, there you go.
Because I've been doing that in my car. And yeah, it's like an oddly therapeutic thing to do, is to sing along with the Hamilton soundtrack mm-hmm. when the country is in the literal toilet.
Yeah.
Because I just want to say, a lot of the messages, super valid.
Still irrelevant. Well, still relevant from
still irrelevant.
10 years ago when Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote it. Actually went, and I do like going to the rec center to walk on the treadmill, because I will read while I walk. So I pop my phone up on my Kindle app and I read and walk with no headphones in, like a crazy person. So it was very nice. I got a lot of reading done, got a lot of walking in, and that's probably my 5-star.
Well, that's lovely. Are you reading anything?
Yeah, that was a great segue into what I'm reading right now, which is a book called Dire Bound. It is not an Ely book. It's a romantasy, first in the series. It is our book club book for this month. And I'm obsessed with it. I'm loving it. I texted my book club last night and I was like, I'm 32% in and I'm obsessed. Now I got to figure out how far I'm in. I'm like 46% in, and it is so good. It was pitched as like Hunger Games meets, oh my gosh, I don't remember the other one. Twilight, maybe, mm-hmm. which just tracks for our episode today. But it is, I'm having so much fun. Basically, the premise of it is there are these two countries that are at war with each other. The country that she lives in, there's like a group of people that bond with these dire wolves. And she doesn't want to do that, but her sister goes missing. She ends up bonding with a dire wolf. And now she's got to figure out like how she can get through these trials that they have to go through so that she can go and find her sister. And it is so good.
I could explain my facial expression to the listeners.
I'm loving it. And then the like country that they're fighting against are the vampires. So it's like vampires versus it's not werewolves.
Perfect timing for today's episode.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure it was pitched as like Hunger Games meets Twilight. And then there's this love triangle going on. At least I think there's a potential for a love triangle. I think that's where it's going.
I love some potential.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at. I'm, you know, like I said, about halfway through, and I am reading it so fast. I'm loving it.
Well, I made the executive decision to stop reading Breathe With Me and pick it up on my flight because I was about halfway through, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna wait now. I'm gonna finish this book on the flight, and then I'm gonna read Wildcard by Elsie Silver because I got an arc.
I forgot to mention that. I'll do that tomorrow.
But I haven't read it, obviously. And so I'm like, I think those are going to be my plane books. Now, my actual plan on the plane is to sleep. But we also have we're flying to London, then we're flying from London to Florence, then we're from Florence to Rome, Rome to Naples.
Yeah, so you'll have plenty of reading time.
I have lots of travel time.
Yeah.
To read, and then I have my flight back, which I'm going to try to stay awake for, so I'm not jet lagged.
Yeah.
It will be close to staying awake for 20 hours, but I feel like I can do it because we land back in Dallas at like 4:30 that Wednesday afternoon. And I'm like, okay, so theoretically I just have to make it to like 8:30.
Yeah.
And then I can go to bed and hopefully wake up, because obviously I will have missed 10 days of bar. So I'm hoping to still wake up Thursday morning and go to bar. Hoping to. Andrew was like,
I can't wait to follow up on this.
Andrew was like, are you going to do bar like while we're in Europe, like virtual? And I'm like, well, no, I can't, because we're hours ahead. So I would have to do bar.
You can't do like the recorded. They don't do recorded.
They do live stream. So I would have to do a live stream class, which would be like 1 p.m.
You'd be like in the middle of,
I'm not going to be like, hey, can we go back to the Airbnb and do bar real quick? No.
Yeah.
I feel like we'll be walking a good bit. So I think that's really just going to be my only, I'm not planning. This will probably be the one trip that I'm not actually going to like.
The worst case scenario, if you're like, I need to let off some steam, you YouTube a bar video real quick.
Well, I can do that with like Peloton or something if I'm like, I need to do like a stretch or something. But like when we went to Disney World a few years ago, like I didn't go to a hotel. We walked. I mean, I think I walked like 30,000 steps a day at Disney.
Yeah.
I have a feeling this will be not much different. So, I mean, we're planning to pretty much walk everywhere. Like we got Airbnbs like purposely, like kind of centered to most things. So, and we're only doing Airbnbs. We're big Airbnb people. We like to have laundry. Yeah. So, but all the beds are full size beds. And I'm like, I love you, honey, but like,
no, you can have your own bed.
We don't have two beds. It's one full size bed. So check back in with me how that went.
That sounds terrible. I don't know
why this was like a news headline, but Matthew McConaughey and his wife have a queen bed purposely for that reason. So they're always close to each other.
No. Mm-mm. I'm like, we have a king bed and we're still too close to each other. But I am not a like touchy-feely person. And so I'm like, I don't know how people fall asleep cuddling. Like that does not compute to me.
Oh, we do that. I mean, ugh. I'm not the one cuddling Andrew. So here, I always fall asleep before Andrew. I always fall asleep before Andrew because he needs to wind down and we get in bed and I hit the pillow and I'm asleep. And so he will then like cuddle me when he goes to bed. I'm actually, this is like there's no permission in this cuddling. Like I'm not giving my cuddling consent. He's just doing it.
Okay. But you're asleep. You're not really noticing that it's happening. But I'm also, I get so hot. I feel like I would immediately wake up and be like, I'm hot. Get off me. So anyway, I love that. All right. Should we dive into, do you want to talk about spooky reads first or do you want to talk about Twilight first?
We can do spooky reads because the only thing I have to offer to this is that like my best friend asked me this morning for some book recommendations. She's like, do you read scary stuff? I was like, listen, the only Halloween like book I will recommend because it's the only one I read is the Practical Magic series. So for the third year in a row on the Smut Show,
that's
this is Neely's me
contribution
recommending that you read the Practical Magic series. However, I have a caveat this time. You have to read them. The best way to read this series is not in order of publication, but in chronological order that the books are set in. So here's how you're going to want to read them. Okay. You're going to want to read book three first, which is Magic Lessons. Okay. Then you're going to want to read book two, which is The Rules of Magic. It was both the second book that was released and the second book in the order. Then you're going to want to go back and read Practical Magic, which is chronologically the third book. Okay.
Okay.
Then you're going to want to read The Book of Magic, which is the fourth book. So you can Google this as well, but you want to read them in chronological order, not publication order. Very important.
Okay. Good to
know. Now Rachel is going to give us spooky reads because she can actually
hear
that.
Here we go. So I'm going to have kind of two categories here. Okay. We've got categories of romances that are set either in the fall or like maybe are a paranormal romance, but I wouldn't consider them scary. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to talk about, again, not books that I consider scary, but books that would be more like on the fantasy romance scale that would be good to read during spooky season. Okay. So here's what I've got. I'm going to focus mostly on ones that I haven't read. I'll tell you if I have read them, but these are mostly books that are like coming out this year or have come out in recent years that I haven't necessarily read yet, but definitely give off like fall vibes. Okay.
Okay.
One of the books.
We're ready.
Okay. One of the books that I feel like I've seen everywhere recently is the Fall I Want, which is like a fall
we love a pun.
I know. The other one that I've seen a lot is Hopelessly Devoted. So another. And I got that one in the mail. I actually got a physical copy of that.
Do you remember the day? This was a couple months ago. I texted you and it was like a book. I'm not going to say what the book was. I'd have to look and then I'll tell you off air. But it was like such a bad pun that I was like, I am not reading this on principle.
On principle. Yeah. I feel like there's a lot. Like, okay, so I'm just seeing like, I literally just Googled like fall romances. Fall Into You, Fall I Want, Fall Shook Up, Fall With Me. There are so many fall pun books. The other ones that I don't, Fall Shook Up
will live rent free in my
fall
head.
Fall Shook Up. The Pumpkin Spice Cafe series. Have you seen that?
No.
I don't. It's under a lot of these romance reads, but it doesn't look like a romance book. But it looks more like women's fic or something. Mm-hmm. Another one, a friend of the pod, Julie Olivia, it came out with If It Makes You Happy. It was republished traditionally through Berkeley. That's actually on my fall TBR because I love Julie's books. And so I didn't read it when it came out, indie published. And so I'm excited to pick it up now that it's been republished. Another book that I'm excited about and that I've heard a lot of great things about, and it's set in New York in the fall, is called It's Different This Time by Joss Richard. Yep. And she's coming to Dallas in a couple weeks. And so I'm going to go see her.
Oh my God, Rachel, I didn't even tell you this in any of our ones and fives. I got asked to moderate an author. Or what is it called when you
are up
there with an author? Yeah, at Half Price Books.
But not me? Who is it?
Paisley Hope. What's her name? Is that right?
We're going to talk more about this.
But I was like, are you sure?
No, it should be Smut Show. We're going to talk more about this. We'll talk. I'm like, what?
But
is that a fall book? I don't know. I haven't read Paisley. I know who that is.
It's like
it is a cowboy.
Romancy cowboy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's see. What else? Those are the bigger ones.
I mean, you could read Twilight.
You could read Twilight. Those are the ones that have come out this year, I believe.
Would you consider, because, you know, I haven't read Romantasy. Would you consider, like, the Romantasy Barbarian Planet, what the fuck is that series called?
Ice Planet Barbarians.
Thank you. Would you consider that, like, thematic to this time of year? Like to start it because they're not scary, but they're
no. I think that would make sense. Yeah, I feel like it's got like because then you've got like your paranormal, right? And
that's what I'm saying because like I do feel like Halloween can be a little more like paranormal too.
Yes.
Like we can.
So another one like Soul Searching by Lila Sage, right? Another mm-hmm. friend of the pod coming out. That's
what's
got, like,
the one
ghost
that Allie Hazelwood
died. Which is great. And then is coming out this year.
Don't you have like a serial killer series that you like too?
I have to think about that.
What's the one where they're both serial killers? But it's like.
Oh, the Bryn Weaver ones. Yes. Butcher and Blackbird.
Like, I'm like,
yes.
What's your serial killer?
Yeah. Book? I was like, what? I feel like there's some vampire ones, and ghost ones that I think are good for this time of year too, where they don't necessarily take place in the fall, but they're definitely like, fall
but also,
adjacent.
If you have a NetGalley account and you go to NetGalley, it is slapping you in the face with books you can request that are fall vibes and Halloween vibes. But now it's actually moving more towards Christmas
vibes. Christmas, yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of Christmas. That's really where I shine, guys. I shine with the Christmas romances.
Here's a couple. So Bad Luck Charm by Julie Johnson, I read several years ago. And there's a second one, too, that goes with it. That's set, I believe it's set in Salem. I really liked it. So that's not, these are ones that are not necessarily this year.
Have you been to Salem ever?
No, I haven't, but I want to go.
It's supposed to be, like, super fun this time of year.
Like, I know, but also, like, have low-key heard that it's crazy this time of year to go.
Oh, I would never go this time of year, but a girl that I've known through, like, the blog world since I started is, like, very obsessed with Salem. Like, she goes, I don't even know. I mean, she might go to Salem in general, like, once a month. And she, always goes this time of year, but she goes, like, all year round.
One of the books that I read several years ago, and I'm pretty sure there's a new one out this year, was The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches.
I remember you talking about that.
I loved it, and new this year is by the same author, is A Witch's Guide to Magical Innkeeping. So that would be another one, a good one to pick up this time of year. I really liked it. I think those are really the ones that, like, come to top of mind.
Should we move to Twilight?
Well, hold on. I've got a couple more that are good romance-y series. I know. Hold on. Pause that. So I talked about Direbound romance-y wise. And then the others that I think good romance-y series this time of year is the One Dark Window Duology by Rachel Gillig, and she's also got put out The Night and the Moth. I haven't read The Night and the Moth, but I feel like it would probably be good for this time of year too. If you haven't read Quicksilver yet, you need to do that. If you haven't read Games Gods Play yet, you need to do that.
We need to have, like, there should be a season of year for, like, sports romances. Because, like, I feel like I could contribute a lot more if we were, like,
well, I feel like give us a couple of football romances.
Oh, okay. If we're talking about fall. Oh, God. Yeah. See, now that's a lot of
pressure. And now you're blanking. I know. Aaron McKenzie, friend of the pod, has a football series.
Who's our other?
Alexa Martin has a football series that's phenomenal.
I like how you just told negative ones, and I'm like, fuck, I don't know, man.
I'm trying to think of spooky. Oh, I forgot to mention Zom Rom-Com, which we just interviewed Olivia Dade, and that's a great spooky season. Yeah.
Let me pull up my Goodreads and see.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like football's hard. Oh, Candy Steiner has a good football series.
Thank you. That's what I couldn't think of.
Yes.
It was Candy Steiner.
Yes.
Guys, it was Candy Steiner. My mistake.
Love it. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like sports romance can be read any time of year. I know football, we're obviously in football season, but I feel like spook, and obviously paranormal can be read any time of year.
I mean, technically,
too,
it's also hockey season. I just would like to say, I believe hockey season just started. Yeah.
Not me being like, are you sure? You know what I really want to read is, I'm not going to remember the name of it, but it is something about a vampire. Hold on.
It is something about a vampire.
About a vampire. Like,
I'm looking through my Goodreads from 2023, and the rate in which I was reading hockey romances for, like, a solid 6-month period where I started a book. There's a book I started and finished the same day. What was I? Was I not working? Like, how was I reading this many books? In February of 2023, I read 17 books.
Damn.
What was I doing? Like, this is before we even started the podcast. Like, was I okay?
What in the hell is the name of that? Hold on. I'm still. It's gonna kill me.
I am laughing at the fact that I read When We Were in One Day. It was One Day. I read it in One Day.
Okay, I'm going to come back to it later because I know I can picture the cover in my head and I cannot remember the title, but it's something about a vampire, okay? Like, vampire is in the title.
It's something about a vampire.
Come back to me. Go ahead and start Twilight.
Okay, let's talk about Twilight. So I accidentally rewatched Twilight this summer. So one night Andrew and I couldn't figure out a movie to watch. And I was like, will you watch Twilight? And he didn't say no. He didn't really say yes, but I just like went ahead and put it on. And yeah, it kind of started this inadvertent thing where we just watched the Twilight movies because he'd never seen them. And he was not, I wouldn't say Andrew was amused. I had to explain the different vampire like families to him. And I was like, well, like the Volturi aren't good. And like, then you have these like rogue vampires who are like also very much not good, but for a different reason. I mean, it was literally like the way he was looking at me, like I was on something.
Yeah.
But I need to first talk about the set production quality of Twilight versus Breaking Dawn. Because in Twilight, you can actually see strings. And Breaking Dawn, they were ripping people's heads off. And it was like,
where do you see strings in Twilight?
It's in the like final fight scene when they're in like a warehouse or like something like that. Uh-huh. And you see them kind of flying around. There's just one like split second where you can see a string. Anyway,
that's funny.
Anyway, can we talk about, because here's the thing. If you're listening to this, you've probably read and or seen Twilight. So I don't really feel like I need to be like, this is what it's about. What I will tell you is if not, you can skip Eclipse. New Moon and Eclipse could have been
Neely
one movie.
Has feelings about this.
I feel like New Moon and Eclipse, there's so much filler in both of those movies that doesn't need to be there. And they could have been one movie. You could have made 1 2-hour and 15-minute movie out of those two movies. I don't need 5 Twilight movies. Okay. Yeah. The story itself really could have been 3, possibly 4 movies. Twilight needs to be its own movie. Breaking Dawn could have been one movie. It didn't need to be split into two.
You don't think it needed to be two?
No, because the final fight scene is so long in the movie for it to not actually be real that it's absolutely
unhinged.
That
was unhinged. So good, though.
I have never whipped my head around harder than it not being a real thing. I was like, fuck.
One of the best unexpected twists in movie history, in cinema.
Okay, but I have to confess that I didn't read all of the books. So is that not in the book?
See, and I did, but I don't remember that being a part of the book. Like, I want to say that it was not, because I do not remember that being something that happened in the books. So it could have been, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think it was.
And we will correct you if you're wrong. I'm kidding.
Yes, people will DM. Don't you worry.
I don't know. Like, Twilight to me, it's like 50 Shades in that I wouldn't say any of them are quality filmmaking. I wouldn't say you're going to get like a ton out of them, but fuck are they fun to watch. Like, they are just, if you suspend any possible sense of reality that you have for either of those series, they're just fun.
Now, what was 50 Shades? Because wasn't 50 Shades fanfic?
Yeah.
Of what?
I think Twilight.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. So it's funny that you
read
that.
I didn't read the 50 Shades books.
No,
but
me either.
But I love the movies. You know, it's like, that's actually realistically more likely what I'll watch this weekend.
you're just like, time for a rewatch.
Because they're like my comfort movies when I'm alone. And not for any sort of sexual reason. Andrew just won't watch them. So, but they're like so silly and absurd and have no basis in reality at all. So, like, we don't even really know what Christian Grey does other than he's like a billionaire businessman. Mm-hmm. It's like when you're reading a billionaire romance book and you don't know necessarily what his job is or what
but you know he's a billionaire
and he could fix like any problem with some money. Like, he'll throw money at the situation and it will get fixed. But the only like scene in the I like how we've now turned this into a 50 Shades podcast.
It is,
but I haven't mentioned You with a View in 2 whole episodes, so
I'm so proud of you.
Anyway, no, I won't make this a 50 Shades podcast. We can do that another day. Okay, back to Twilight. You know that my least favorite scene in both the books and the movie is her sitting in a chair for months at a time. Like, Like, did she go to school? Did she take tests? Was she bathing? Was she brushing and flossing? I have a lot of questions. I'm worried.
No, she just sat there the whole time.
Whole time. In the same outfit. Yep. Didn't go to the bathroom. Didn't shower. Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Twilight as a whole?
Twilight as a whole, I feel like it's the nostalgia of it. And I think for that, like, it's just one of those movies. Talking only about the movies, I think it's just one of those movies that for some reason, like you said, is, which I wish they would do a study on this, but like is a comfort movie, and is like a one that you can come back to, and yeah, it's silly and yeah, it's ridiculous, but it also just like feels a little bit like a hug and like a
shout coming... out to a young Anna Kendrick.
I know. And like, I don't know why, like, I don't know why the movies are that way. I don't know if it's something about the storytelling or the cinematography or the music. I think it's a big part of it, but.
Do you feel like kind of like with the cast of Harry Potter, by the way, Harry Potter would be a great series this time of year as well, but I also find Harry Potter, I feel like you could do
but
fall
we can't support Christmas. J.K. Rowling, which is
I'm
so
not
annoying.
Supporting her. Okay, then watch the movies.
Yeah.
But okay, do you find it odd that none of the people from those movies have really had like much of a career, like the young people, other than Anna Kendrick
from the Twilight movies?
Yeah, like
I mean,
what have they done?
I think that Kristen Stewart's done a lot.
But, like, has she?
But it's been more, like, on the artsy side. And I think but same I guess, like, with, like, what's his name? Robert Pattinson. I think same,
he did
like,
that
it's
really
been
really aggressively sad movie where he died in 9/11.
Yeah, like, he has done
some
things.
I think it was
things.
Called Remember Me, actually.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I remember seeing it, and all of a sudden, like the very end of the movie, somebody writes on a chalkboard September 11th, and then it pans to him in this office building, and it pans out. You realize he's in the World Trade Center, and you're like, he's about to die.
Yeah.
And that was another movie that cosplayed as a rom com. I just,
yeah, I agree with that. No, I think they're just very, like, I don't know, they're very comforting movies. I think that, it's fun watching them back. I love to wear my Charlie Swan Dilf shirt. Because
every time I see like a TikTok edit and it's like watching Twilight as a teenager and it's like you're into Edward and Jacob, watching Twilight as an adult and it cuts to edits of Charlie Swan and you're like, the real ones know Charlie Swan is always main character energy.
He was.
I love Charlie Swan. That's it.
I think that this, that's it. That's all.
Okay. That's the tweet.
Yeah. I think I do need to go. I need to find a time to do. I didn't have
Has
time
Brian
to rewatch
it
before this, but, yes, I'm going to get his thoughts on it again. Because he's definitely watched them, but again, I think it's been a minute since that's happened. So
yeah.
We shall see. Okay, well, loving a vampire is total chaos. That is what it is called. So that's this long I have been trying. I was finally started
Rachel
texting my friend. I was like, I have to text my friend to figure out what this is. So thanks, Kelsey. It's loving a vampire is total chaos is the name of it. Thank you.
Lord.
Okay. By R. Hayes. All right. That's it. That's all I had to, find that or it was going to kill me, but I got
it. All right, Rachel, where can people find you?
Okay. Well, people can find the podcast at Smut Show Podcast everywhere. And you can find me at Rachel_M. Lewis.
And you can find me everywhere at Neelykins, except TikTok, where I'm Neely Moldfan. And we'll see you guys next time.
Happy spooky season.
Bye.
Bye.